The Alaska Senate is scheduled to vote soon on a controversial piece of legislation that's part of Governor Parnell's effort to streamline the permitting process for developments on state land. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
On Monday, the Finance Committee in the Alaska Senate referred House Bill 77 out of committee, but not without some concerns being raised by a couple of members of the committee. Last week, the Finance Committee took a couple of days' worth of public testimony on House Bill 77. The vast majority of the testimony was in opposition to the bill, and many of those in opposition cited the bill's language to amend the water reservation statutes in Alaska to exclude non-government entities from making a reservation. That means that individuals, native tribes, and corporations would not be able to apply for a water reservation to keep water in a stream or river. However, state and federal agencies, as well as municipalities, would be able to make such an application. Currently, Alaska is the only state in the nation that allows non-government entities to apply for a water reservation. The language calling for the elimination of non-government entities from the water reservation system is opposed by District S State Senator Lyman Hoffman from Bethel, but he didn't object to the bill being referred out of the Senate Finance Committee.
I believe that there are many good provisions in this bill, but there still remains a grave concern of the testimony that came before this body regarding now Section 42. And I do believe that it is a mistake to exclude a person in this section, but I will not oppose the bill moving and will sign the report amend.
A committee substitute for House Bill 77 was rolled out Monday morning. It included some new language. For instance, the new version of the bill includes language stipulating that performance of a feasibility study for the Chicoutimi Lake Hydroelectric Project is not an incompatible use for the Wood-Tikchik State Park. The language was inserted at the request of Senator Liesl McGuire. She had sponsored Senate Bill 32 that would allow a feasibility study for the Chicoutimi Lake Hydro Project. That bill's been stalled in committee, and its language has been rolled into House Bill 77. During Monday's meeting, Finance Committee co-chair Kevin Meyer explained the reasoning for adding the feasibility study authorization to House Bill 77.
Money was obtained last year in the capital budget for a hydro project in that area. But they do need access to the park in order to do the feasibility study for the hydro project. So we've already funded partially funded the study, and now they just need access to the park.
The Wood-Tikchik State Park is located in the Bristol Bay region, and it's the largest state park in the U.S. NuVista Light and Electric Cooperative is looking at the feasibility of developing a large hydroelectric project in the park. However, the Chicoutimi Lake Hydro Project is not grandfathered into the park's charter, and many users believe a project like Chicoutimi is incompatible with the mission of the state park. The proposed changes to the bill, plus the controversial concepts in the original bill, sparked opposition during Monday's committee hearing from Senator Donnie Olson.
As you look at the whole situation, you've made a controversial bill even more controversial, a bill that has had 95% of the people testifying on it against it. You complicate it by another bill that's combined in there, and I think that the judgment of the chairman is somewhat clouded by the press and the pressure that is on him, because we're trying to get to the end of the session. But I would say, if that's the case, then hold the thing over and do like I suggested, is have a subcommittee look at it later on, or else hold it up for a special session when we come to it. Don't start putting legislation through that's controversial to start off with and make it even more complicated by adding another bill to it.
Senator Olson is recommending that his fellow senators not pass House Bill 77. The vote on the bill is currently scheduled for Wednesday. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.